What's occurring?
I've got some situations here. You just tell me what happened next, that's all. 81199.
Oh. What's occurring?
I don't even know why you bother playing anymore, because, like, you're rubbish.
Oh, that's no way.
It's a bit harsh.
Greet him to the game.
You think you are Anne Robinson?
I'm only joking. I was just adding a bit of Anne Robinson edge.
I wanted to let Alicia win yesterday, anyhow.
It was a whitewash. Alicia Dixon thrashed the both of you yesterday on Oh, What's Occurring?
I thought she won 2-1.
Still a thrash in my book.
Yeah, but it's not a whitewash, is it?
Let's do today's.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, if you meet someone and you quite fancy them.
Yeah.
And you want to find out if they've got a boyfriend or girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you say at that point?
I think you try and find out what they're up to over the next week or so, in the hope that they then say whether they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
I'll be going out with my boyfriend on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What would you say, Becky?
Have you got a boyfriend?
Oh, straight out there with it, is it?
What do I need to say?
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yeah. I got confused then.
You've got a boyfriend? Well, you just come straight out with it?
Yeah.
Would you?
There's nothing worse than those men who are like, so, you know, what are you doing later in the week? Oh, that's...
That's you.
You can so tell, it's so obvious.
Thank God I'm not trying to find out whether you've got a boyfriend or not, then.
Phew. Now, if they say they have got a boyfriend or girlfriend, then normally you'd probably leave it, wouldn't you, at that point?
Off.
Back off.
Mm-hmm.
Not Chris Moyles.
Right.
Did you hear Molly from the Saturdays on his show yesterday? She only came in to promote the new Comet Relief single and have a bit of a chat. But Chris wouldn't leave it. You love it when he does this.
No, I really don't. I really don't. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Why?
He's the exact man that I'm talking about. That's just like, won't drop it.
I've got a boyfriend, now leave it.
Yeah, it's just like every other word with him.
Okay, here's my question. How many questions about poor Molly's boyfriend did Chris Moyles ask on yesterday morning's Chris Moyles show on Radio 1?
I think it was 15 or 16. It was a lot. She was only on for about 20 minutes and it just felt constant. Yeah, but 15 I'm going to go for.
Chops.
Seven.
Let's find out, Mon.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chris Moyles inquiring about Molly off of Saturday's current relationship status.
You know what I feel like doing to you right now?
Are you single? Are you going out with somebody famous? Somebody not famous?
I feel like squeezing you.
How long have you been going out with your fella for?
And teasing you. And
not very long.
All right.
It's very new.
So since you've been in the, since the band?
Yeah.
Right.
Holding you. And
yeah.
I've worked this out.
They've been pleasing you.
He's in a band, but they're not signed.
Yes.
But do you have to like...
Maybe you know what?
Because you don't like his music, I can tell.
I feel love coming on.
Does he play guitar?
Yeah.
He won't be listening, will he? Because he doesn't work, so he doesn't get up till midday.
He's in bed.
Right. So. Do you live with your fella? Do you live together?
No, no. I live at home.
So are any of the Saturday single? Any of the Saturday single?
No. Do you know what? They're all with boyfriends.
It's no good.
I know.
That's busy. If one of them went out with me, your record would be on the radio all the time.
There we are.
Did he just say that?
What?
That if one of the Saturdays went out with him, he'd play their record all the time.
Is that allowed?
Is that desperate?
No.
I don't know.
So, the answer was 10. 10 times. I thought it'd be more than that, didn't you?
No, that's why I said 7.
I did, that's why I said 15.
Well, that's how it works.
Oh, yeah. You guess, and I'm the quizmaster. Anyway, chappers, you can have that point.
Thanks very much.
Wow. What's occurring?
You know Derren Brown?
Yes.
Very clever, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Very clever.
Cleverer than me. He can get anyone, pretty much, to say anything, can't he, and do anything. Because it's all about suggestion with Derren Brown. You've seen him before, haven't
I've
you?
I've seen him live. Yeah, I've seen him live before. He's brilliant.
How does he do it? What does he do?
I have no idea how he does it. No idea.
But he suggests stuff and then you go, right, okay.
And then people around you just feel the need to kind of respond to what he's doing, yeah.
Didn't he? And that show, he made people try and rob a security van, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. And they did.
All by suggestion.
All by seeing, like, adverts and bill posters and the music that they were listening to and stuff, yeah.
Well, sadly, we couldn't get Darren Brown. He's busy.
So you went out to rob
So I did it myself. I didn't
did
go and rob...
No,
I didn't
van?
Rob a security van, obviously.
It's a bit drastic, just to know did, what's occurring.
I did go out onto the streets of Great Britain...
Pretending to be Darren Brown?
No, trying to use the power of suggestion.
Well, not again.
I know. Not for the first
when
time.
When will you learn, honestly?
I went out to the streets... and I asked people, what is your favourite vegetable? But, I had a piece of sweet corn stuck up my nose.
Right.
Okay. See, suggestion.
I'm not going to ask how that got up there, but you really shouldn't be putting stuff up your nose.
At one point I had... Well, it's quite difficult because it kept falling out, so I put two up there and thought that one had gotten up there for good. And then the sweet corn kept falling out and loads of pigeons kept coming around because it was all around me on the floor.
Look, that woman off Mary Poppins.
So, here's my question to you. We are seven people on the streets of Great Britain. What's your favourite vegetable? How many of them said sweet corn?
Oh, right. Now, I see, up why, my nose. Now I see why I had sweet corn up your nose.
Right, so see how many said sweet corn. Remember, I've got a big piece of sweet corn.
I tell you what, if Channel 4 ever lose Darren Brown to a rival broadcaster, you could be in with a shot here.
How many?
None.
No one would say sweet corn as their favourite vegetable, even though you can clearly see it up my nose.
No, I don't think... I honestly can't see how people are going to put two and two together here.
I got through, like, half a can of Green Giant.
Is your nose?
No, not at once. It just kept falling out.
And you laughed at the people that can fit chicken nuggets in their belly buttons.
What are you saying?
I'm saying three.
Three people would say sweet corn. Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went to the Straits of Great Britain and that said, what's your favourite vegetable? Bearing in mind, I do have sweet corn up my nostrils.
What's
now.
Your favourite vegetable?
Carrots.
Any others? Spring to mind?
Peas.
Peas. Okay. What's your favourite vegetable?
Tomato.
This something up your nose.
Sorry?
This something up your nose.
What do you mean?
Sweet corn. This sweet corn up your nose.
What are you on about?
Sweet corn up your nose.
Why would there be sweet corn up my nose?
It does look like it.
No, I think you're wrong.
Yeah, for real, this sweet corn up your nose.
What's your favourite vegetable?
My favourite vegetable would have to be broccoli, perhaps.
What's your favourite vegetable?
That was sweet corn. Sweet corn.
Why?
Because you had sweet corn in your nose.
Yes!
What's your favourite vegetable?
I'll say Chinese leaves.
I was angling my nose right at them.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Carrot. I like that sweet corn up your nose as well. It's a good look.
I didn't?
The sweet corn that's up your nose.
No, I think you're mistaken. What's your favourite vegetable?
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
Which one?
Which is your favourite, your best vegetable?
Tomato. Tomates. Tomato. Tomato.
What's your favourite vegetable?
Cabbage.
Why?
It tastes very nice.
What about you?
That's a beetroot situation.
Why have you got sweet corn in your nose?
That's a growth deformity, man. Don't talk. He's asking the questions here. He's got a mic.
All right, man. All right.
What's yours?
That's a beetroot, I'd say.
Why?
I think it's like... You do have sweet corn, you know. It's just a bit of sweet corn.
Yeah, just in your... Just
rub like that.
Back.
Just what?
Just rub it like that.
They weren't that polite, were they?
Well, I think they are polite in that they're trying to point it out to you.
Not that many people. I would have thought more people would say sweet corn because I was really... As I was asking, I was doing that. What's your favourite vegetable?
Were you pointing to it as well?
No, I did at one point. I was like, what is your favourite vegetable? I was doing that and still, yeah. Just one person.
Are you counting that one person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they said, that is sweet corn. because they with that person, I have to admit, it did. When I said, "What's your favourite vegetable?" that was the moment where the sweet corn pinged out. So that's why he said it.
Darren Brown, watch out.
That's right. So Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Next time, can you go up with a beetroot stuck up your nose?